I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Tomorrow is runoff election day and two important races here in Georgia. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from Macon.
There was a good-sized line at the Bibb County Board of Elections on the last day of early voting Friday. Janetta Watson is the supervisor of elections in Bibb County. She says even though hundreds of people have been casting ballots every day, trying to pin down what the final turnout will be could be tricky.
This is only the second time we've had a runoff from a general election in over 30 years. So I don't know what to expect or what to anticipate, but it's been steady, so I'm assuming that it will be steady at the poll as well.
In the race for Secretary of State, Democrat John Barrow faces Republican Ben Raffensperger. In the Public Service Commission race, Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton faces Democrat Lindy Miller. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Five people are recovering after a tornado touched down near Kings Bay Naval Base in Camden County yesterday. WTLV reports the tornado overturned cars and knocked down power lines and trees, injuring two sailors stationed at the base. No major injuries have yet been reported. Schools in Brantley, Pierce, Ware, and Clinch counties are closed today because of damage from the storm. The Georgia Cancer Center at the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University unveiled their 72,000-square-foot expansion this morning. The new $62.5 million structure, dubbed the M. Burt Story Research Building, physically connects the treatment facilities for cancer patients to the research labs where scientists are developing the latest weapons to attack the disease. It is, according to Dr. David Hess, dean of the Medical College of Georgia, a unique setup in the world of cancer research and treatment that will improve communication between research scientists and clinicians, and speed innovation and development of new options for cancer patients. Each year, more than 17,000 Georgians die from cancer. Hurricane Michael damaged and destroyed hundreds of houses in southwest Georgia, but the storm also left some wildlife without a home. The hurricane toppled hundreds of acres of longleaf pine trees where red-cockaded woodpeckers nest. Jay Jensen with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation says they're creating new shelters for the threatened birds in different trees in and around Georgia's Silver Lake Wildlife Management Area, south of Bainbridge.
A hole out of the tree, insert this box in so the birds think it's just like a nest that they built themselves, but we can do it in less than 2 hours' time, and they like it.
Jensen says these birdhouses are critical for keeping the woodpeckers safe from predators. While newly planted longleaf pines will take decades to mature, the birds' natural habitats can return in as little as 10 years. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has issued so-called incidental harassment authorizations to five private companies for use off of the Atlantic coast. They represent a move closer to offshore oil exploration and drilling. According to the Savannah Morning News, the next step is the issuing of permits by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management for geophysical surveys, which use seismic air guns to blast loud bursts of sound onto the ocean floor, then track the sonar bounce back in order to determine locations where oil and natural gas might be located. Environmentalists say the practice harms marine mammals such as dolphins and the endangered Atlantic right whale and drives them away from their natural habitats. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks host Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight at State Farm Arena. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m. With a 5-18 record, the Hawks are in 13th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.